Hi, this is Emily, the socially awkward journalist. This is the first episode of my podcast. This is something I had said I wanted to do for a very long time because I'm very good at talking inappropriately at length and often making no sense. However, when it is about things that are close to my heart and when it is for grades, terrifying, it's very scary. So that's a long-winded way of saying welcome. Please stick around. So a little bit about me. Well, I like long walks along the beach. I have all of the lived experiences you could throw a stick at, alcoholism, drug addiction, homelessness, abuse, domestic violence. I'm lucky. However, I have been also fortunate enough to be a stubborn human who, when, bit of comas here and there, bit of death, bit of that. And I'm not saying that I am better than anyone else, because I am not. I'm an incredibly flawed human being. I have failed at most attempts at sobriety, and I'm just, like we all are, very bad at stuff, very bad at life. But there are some things I'm good at. I'm very good at sharing my pain and my experience and turning that into art. Sometimes very, very, very bad art. Sometimes good. So what I'm asking the community to do is to join me sometimes, not only to listen to my stories, because they are hilarious. They're really very funny. They're very, very funny. So I've got something called propsopagnosia, which means that I can't recognize faces or objects very well. And this is, obviously led to some very strange incidents, as you might have heard of a book called The Man Who Mistook His Wife for a Hat, or the other way around. And I've now forgotten the author, but it was not Ian McEwan. Maybe it was. Yeah. He wrote Nutshell. Yeah, maybe the same one. Yeah, probably. Anyway, so it means that I can't recognize objects and faces. So one of the first instances of this was in Gulwa, not to be confused with Gula, which is on opposite ends of Adelaide or South Australia, for those who just get a map. I'm not really au fait with the maps myself. Anyway, we went on a trip and there was a child wearing a red cosy, a swimsuit for South Australians, or swimmers for people elsewhere, I don't know. Whatever you mean, just things you wear to the beach. Anyway, he was wearing red and he was short, had a white hat on. So, and I had a postcard to send, and I thought this child was a postbox. I didn't put in the baby Bjorn because I was such a good attachment parent. It was so good. And so I waddled up to this child and, oh, there's the postbox, and, put a letter on his head. And the parents did not take kindly. Anyway, that sorted itself out quite fine. But then I was working at a festival for quite some time, for the duration of the festival. And there was, I think, like the second night or something, I went to the club after work. And I thought, that's a tall drink of water over there. He keeps looking at me. And I thought, this person is very tall and attractive. And I'm a bit of attractive tall men, as we all are. And after a while, I thought, this person just won't stop staring. He must really like me. And I was newly separated, and I just thought, well, I don't really know what to do, so I'll just look all coy. And then at the end, my friend, who was the sound engineer, just said, go up and talk to him. So I did, and you know, look at all how I thought I looked all attractive and confident. And I said to this tree, how are you doing? It was a tree. It was not a man who had been flirting with me. It was a tree. And that's just a small snapshot of the really stupid things I do. I could go on, but that would distract you from some of the more serious things I might also talk about. Because I'm also really interested in constructive journalism, politics, maths. I love Married at First Sight. Love it. I love reality television. So I love being very smart. That's my shtick. But I don't like people who are too smart and, you know, a bit, that's annoying. So I'm smart but incredibly stupid, really quite silly. And I want to use my big, loud, irritating voice to make sure that people don't feel alone and frightened, because living with mental illness and addiction and loss and life can be incredibly lonely. And I don't really want anybody ever to go through the things that I have gone through. So that is the purpose of this podcast. So please come along and join me. We can all heal and laugh and cry together.